This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au. Also got to catch up with somebody who was with us about this time last year, co-hosting the program.
And that would be?
That would be the fabulous Toronto performer, Anna Goodmanis.
Oh, okay.
And you remember Anna?
I do. Well, I remember her very well.
Yes. And I got to say, you're doing reasonably okay as a substitute for me this year.
Okay. Thank you.
But I'm going to give you some of the pearls of wisdom that we shared while we were in Toronto few months ago.
Yes,
I thought I'd open up the segment, though, by playing one of her tracks that has, let me see, it's made it to number one on the Ontario Music Pop Chart.
Yeah, so it's got to number one.
And it's also... on the Canadian pop chart.
Oh, cool. And this is from Glimmer in the Dark album, yeah?
It is such a fabulous album.
Oh, it is, yeah.
So I'm going to kick it off with what I believe is an appropriate track for today.
Certainly it's, caught the solar effect.
It's a wonderful track called In the Sun. So here now to open us Anna Goodmanis' segment is...
In the Sun.
One way.
go. That was...
Anna Goodmanis with In the Sun.
Yes, one of her great tracks from Glimmer in the Dark. And as I mentioned, I had the opportunity to catch up with her in when I was in Toronto on my trip.
Yep.
And one of the things that I got to spend some time with her, and one of the things that we did together was to go along to a screening of Another Way Out, which is another track that she has on the Glimmer in the Dark, that fabulous album.
Yeah.
And it's doing the rounds of the film festivals. I asked her a little bit about it.
Okay.
So let's pick up that part of the interview right now. Okay, for all you WOW listeners, you'll have to settle for Anna Goodmanis in a spiritual form because I got the real thing. And the first thing we did, Anna, was to go along to a film festival screening of the movie Another Way Out. So perhaps you'd like to tell us a little bit about how it came to be and what's its history.
Wonderful, yes. Well, Another Way Out, the short film, is getting a bit of a second life in terms of viewings at film festivals. Yes, it had made the rounds of a few LGBTQ film festivals and won an award in Texas, which I was very proud of. And so then I decided to just keep submitting it to some short film festivals and other film festivals in the community. And yeah, so this particular showing was at the Durham Regional Film Festival and took place in Oshawa at the Regent Theatre. So yeah, that was great fun. It was very satisfying to see the film again on the big screen and to sit with you and to have you see it for the first time. That was lovely. And yeah, folks were very hospitable, very welcoming. As you know, I lived and worked in Durham region for a while, so that was nice to go back there and celebrate that. And the film itself is obviously based loosely, but still based on my song, Another Way Out, which is a song written from the viewpoint of a bullied gay teenager. And when the director, my friend Simone Stock, went to decide which of the songs she would like to make a video from, she chose Another Way Out. And she chose to make it as a short film, though, rather than a music video. And what we did was we had basically three generations of people tell their own stories about being bullied and coming out and then, you know, becoming happy, becoming who they are. So the film definitely starts on a bit of a dark tone. And it's quite moving, actually, when some of the people talk about things like shootings and queer bashings and so forth. I mean, in light of what happened in Orlando this summer, you know, I think the film has a new kind of poignancy and a new kind of resonance. So I was very happy to have it shown again locally.
Of course, there was a fantastic media event before the screening. And I got to say, you proved to be fairly popular at that media event. Do you get that sort of reaction to the film festivals that you've been in before?
Oh, well, let's see. I mean, certainly in Texas, at Q Cinema Texas, my goodness, everybody there was so friendly. I mean, I think a big part of it is the Southern hospitality. But yeah, I mean, we were treated very well as you know, visiting Canadians. And certainly we did Q&A after the screening, and we were invited to a lot of the events and, you know, signing posters for people and things like that. So yeah, no, I have to say, when we go to film festivals outside of Toronto, I mean, people are very welcoming and very nice.
So, there's your first taste of what I got to talk to Anna Goodmanis about. But we've had a rush of messages in too. And one of them is fairly important from Chris, who's not going to be doing Q Country.
No, but in his place we'll have Macca and Dean Beck. Yes, yeah. So they'll be presenting a program in lieu, as it were.
Because obviously Chris is in San Francisco. Or is it another Chris?
I'm not sure.
Another Chris.
It says, Chris here, listening here, I will cook for tomorrow San Francisco time. Love to Sean, Katie and Daniel and any other family listening today. Well, thanks, Chris. We've passed that on to the people here, so I hope you enjoy your Christmas in San Francisco.
Okay, we don't want to deal with the other message next then.
No.
Okay. Now, we've got to take some messages.
So oh, we do.
We're going to interrupt the flow of the interview just for a little bit.
Yeah.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station Joy 94.9.
This is Anna Gutmanis from Toronto, Canada, and all you discerning listeners are listening to Anita on Women on Waves, Joy 94.9.
So, love affair was not so nice, and I must entice. But you won't be sorry. Now, taking all the good advice, and you're thinking twice. But you won't be sorry.
The fabulous voice of Anna Gutmanis from Toronto.
It was.
And another track from, I believe, yes, from her Glimmer in the Dark CD, which is a multiple award-winning
CD. Had it on repeat for a while, and the whole album's wonderful. Yeah, yeah, it's really good.
Keeps me company every time I go down to Outram.
Yep.
But before we leave the subject of the the film, mm-hmm. Another Way Out, it was just announced a few weeks ago that it had been selected for the America's Rainbow Film Festival in New York City.
Oh, right.
And that was happening just before Christmas, so I guess Anna's pretty chuffed about that.
I'm sure.
So do you want to go back and hear some more of what we chatted about while I was in Toronto?
Let's.
we had a little message in.
Oh, yes. That's from Lloyd. And he's, well, in the image, he's upside down, entangled with the brambles. And what does it say?
The message is something about he's still tuned in,
having problems with the tree. Actually, I have a friend who got entangled in a bush one day after a rather interesting evening. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad they're able to hear the Anna interview, because there's a little bit more still to come.
So everyone out there, look out for brambles and holly.
Yes, if you'd like to get a message through to us in the studio, it's pretty simple, isn't it, Jeff?
Yes, you can SMS 0427JOY949.
Or you can email onair@joy.org.au. Now let's go and listen to a little bit more about what Anna had to say while I was in Toronto. The other thing that I wanted to briefly touch on is the Glimmer in the Dark CD, which seems to be gaining all sorts of recognition and rewards around the place. Could you tell us a few of the big highlights of releasing that particular CD?
Oh, well, I mean, that CD meant so much to me. It was basically actually my first full-length CD. I had released an EP, and I had released, you know, a two-song single, but I hadn't released a full-length. And, what made this particularly meaningful was a lot of it I recorded with money from my mom's legacy. My mom had passed away in 2010. And so, you know, I put some of the money that I got towards the making of Glimmer in the Dark. And yeah, it was just a wonderful and magical experience making the CD, making it at Chalet, which again was a local studio in Durham region where I lived at the time. And yeah, recording with some amazing musicians, and basically, I mean, making a very well-rounded CD. I mean, I think that you've basically played all of the songs on Women on Waves, and I know certainly all of the tracks have been played, on other shows as well. So, I mean, I was very happy to have recorded something that was so eclectic and that each song had its own strength and its own meaning. And yeah, obviously still receiving airplay, and I'm very grateful for that.
Okay, yes, I have now played every track on the CD. A lot of artists, though, seem to be going the route of digital music and making it available online for people. Do you think that where your future in songwriting and performing is going to be?
Well, perhaps. You know, it's hard to say. I mean, certainly MP3s are available from the CD via, you know, various Amazon and iTunes and so forth. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I'm going to record another full-length CD or not. I mean, time will tell. I mean, certainly since Glimmer, I recorded a couple of singles. And, you know, those also did quite well. And commercially are available only digitally. So yeah, that might indeed be the future. I think a lot of artists are going in that direction. Certainly, I think Sugar Beach, whom you are about to visit shortly when you go and take your trip to Vancouver, I think that's the way they're going to go. So yeah, I think that's probably likely.
Okay, now we had the benefit of sharing some time with you on the program while you were in Melbourne last Christmas. What was your reaction to coming to Australia and the way that you were received, I guess, by the people that you got to meet while you were there?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I just thought the reception was so incredibly warm. I find overall Australians very, very warm, welcoming people. And certainly, I'm sure that, your friends are amongst the warmest and then the friendliest, and your family. And, you know, I got to meet so many of the people that are in your inner circle, you know, so many of the people at Joy. And I have to say, I thought everybody was just so wonderful and hospitable and made me feel very much at home. And I just also loved doing the show with you. That was just so much fun. And you playing some of my favorite artists' music, Laura Nero, as well. That was very meaningful to me. I believe that was a debut on Women on Waves. Yeah. Oh, no, I absolutely loved Australia and Melbourne in particular. Beautiful city, beautiful, friendly people. And, of course, in the middle of summer and beautiful weather.
So where do you see your career going from here? I guess more generally, are you still writing songs? And when are we likely to be able to access them? Because I always like new music to play on the show. Yeah, where do you see your career going now?
Well, I certainly have been writing and I have new songs. You know, my life has been fairly turbulent the last couple of years. So, you know, I think my songwriting does reflect that. My harmonica player, Bryn Scott Grimes, is in the process of building a studio. And I would very much like to record some tracks at his new studio when it's complete. So, yeah, I can see myself doing that and having at least a couple of new tracks that way anyway. And yeah, preferably some of the newer songs that are coming out of the more turbulent experiences in my life. That would be interesting. And I mean, Another Way Out, the short film, you know, will continue as well to travel. It's going next to the Rainbow Visions Film Festival in November in Edmonton. So I don't think I'll be attending that one, but I'm very excited that it continues to make the rounds at film festivals and hopefully, you know, make an impact. As I said, in the wake of Orlando, it's very important to me that it makes a positive statement about LGBTQ people and how wonderful we are.
Any thought of submitting it to the Melbourne Queer Film Festival?
Well, perhaps. Yes, I will try to do that, definitely.
We'll look forward to all that. Well, it's been wonderful having the opportunity to meet up with you again and have a wonderful weekend shared in Toronto. And I just wanted to give you an opportunity to say any particular messages that you'd like to send to your friends and fans in Australia.
Oh, well, just again, how much I appreciate all of your support. I mean, one of the wonderful things that happened when I was visiting you in Melbourne was, I believe, In the Sun hit number one on the Easy Listening chart, on the Australian Indie Radio chart. Yeah, and that was just so wonderful. It was such a wonderful gift. It was like the icing on the cake of a wonderful week in Australia. And I just really appreciate the fans. I appreciate the kindness. Obviously, Australian music fans are very, you know, loyal and knowledgeable, and I think particularly your Joy listeners and your Women on Waves listeners. And I just want to say a big thank you, and I really, I love Australia.
Okay, so when you come back to Melbourne, which you will do when you're more famous perhaps, you'll make it into Women on Waves at Joy 94.9, won't you?
Oh, definitely, there's no doubt about it.
Thank you. Thanks again for your time.
There you go.
Yes, yes.
Lots of exciting news.
Oh, yes.
And Mac has just come in to tell us that there's a big announcement from Joy coming up.
Yes, and that'll be very interesting. About 11:15, you'll be able to find that out about what that's all about.
He's got to say, yeah. And he said he was enjoying the show.
Yes.
I'm going to play, I'm going to wrap up this little interview segment now, unfortunately, with Anna, with a track from her debut album. It's just called Anna Gubanis.
Yeah.
But it's a song I think that is probably appropriate because it's out of time.
Now it seems our love lies peacefully sleeping. Nothing I can do is gonna rouse it today. Is it late to rest or has it been keeping? I'm afraid of wasting all my tears. I'm afraid of wasting my best years. Honey, I'm out of time and I'm in a state. Honey, I'm out of time and I cannot wait. Baby, I'm out of time.
I'm Chaka Khan, and you're listening to Joy, Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.